You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Mountain House Band, who is supposed to be my guest today, and I believe they are on the line. We won't keep them waiting very long. I want to remind you all that we do have a call-in number at 718-508-9883, and guys, do check out their album recently released as of December, The Wonderful Life of Ched Bob. Let's get them on the line here.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. How you doing?
All right. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Just hanging out today.
Sweet, sweet. Well, welcome to the show, guys. We're gonna talk a little bit about your music, your band, what you guys are doing now. Give people a chance to hear from you. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds good.
Sweet. Okay. You guys, where did you come up with your name? Calling yourself Mountain House.
Oh man, how did we come up with the name?
I think originally we wrote a song as a joke about one of our childhood tree houses. So we were gonna call ourselves Tree House, but it was already taken. So then we just kind of went with Mountain House.
Cool, cool. And you guys are from New Bremen. I'm actually local to Ohio. I actually live in Van Wert County. I don't know if you guys know where that's at, but.
Oh yeah. That's like 30 minutes from here or so.
Yeah, you guys aren't far from me. Cool, you guys got your name now. I checked out you guys' page and looked at some of your stuff here. You guys have a lot of influences. You like the Front Bottoms. You like Algernon Cadwallader. You like Brand New. So tell us a little bit about, you know, where you guys get your sound from and what got you guys into this.
We do have a bunch of influences and stuff like that. We just kind of messed around for a while and experimented with different things until we found out what worked. It was a lot of just
trial and error.
Trial and error, yeah. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we all started out kind of on the same page, like we're all kind of new to music. So we all grew together, and like as we progressed in our skill as musicians, our sound developed too. So yeah,
awesome.
It's been a long 2-year journey to this point.
So how did you guys get started? I mean, you mentioned you guys kind of just experimented, found out what worked. What made you guys want to start a band?
Well. I've always wanted to be in a band since I was a little kid. We just never got around to it. It was just kind of a spontaneous choice. It just happened out of nowhere.
Yes.
just one day decided to try it out. Got a group of friends together, and yeah.
Here we are.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, we just thought it'd be fun, and it has been.
Good. So you guys, you did your recent album, The Wonderful Life of Ched Bob. Tell us a little bit about what goes into, you know, your songwriting. How much work do you guys have to put in to get some ideas for your songs and get them together and play and get a sound that you like?
Well, Dan does most of the writing, our lead singer, and he will literally just sit down and write, and then he'll show Eric and I things, and we'll give him feedback. A lot of the material that we had for The Wonderful Life of Ched Bob actually got scrapped before it even made the album. So it was, I think, how long were we doing that for? Like, we had plans to do that like all year, right?
Yeah, a good year.
Like a solid year before we actually found the five songs that we wanted to put on it. So it's a very like extensive, strenuous process. We want to put out the best material that we can.
Well, that's definitely a good way to do it. I mean, you know, a lot of people are very focused on just putting as much out there as they can. They're not really all that focused on quality. It's more about quantity. If I just throw enough out there, it'll stick. But you guys put together a pretty solid album. So take us through, you know, more of the process of how you guys sort of decided, you know, okay, these are the songs we like. This song works. You know, take us through that a little bit.
I think a lot of it is kind of an emotional feeling when we play the song. You know, it makes us feel kind of good when we're playing it. And, you know, if any of us are having like a rough time or something, it feels good to jam. And the songs that make you feel the best are the songs that we like to keep, I think.
Or the songs that we see like have a resonance with our crowds. The lyrical aspect too plays a big part of it, like the composition of the lyrics and what he's saying.
So, do you guys go? I'm guessing you guys have gone and done some venues and the like. So what is that like for you guys? Is it kind of surreal for you guys to perform in front of audiences? Is that something that you guys are used to doing?
It's pretty nerve-wracking, honestly. We played a lot of shows, but I still get pretty nervous every time.
Yeah, it's like, no matter how many times that I do it, it's always a different experience every time. And it's always really cool to, like, see people, new people react to our sound and our, you know, how we play. It never gets old.
So do you guys seem to enjoy it so far. Have you guys met any other musicians that you guys really like as you've been performing at these venues?
Yeah, there's plenty.
A big one is Minor Love. We played lots of shows with them, and I think we really connect. And, like, most of my favorite shows I've ever played has been with Minor Love.
So, well, that's pretty cool. So, when you guys decided to do this and you got together, put this album together, and you started your journey, how hard was it for you guys to kind of get a foot in the door in some of these places? I mean, did you guys start like locally and then just kind of branch out, or how did you guys go about deciding, okay, now we have a band, we've got our sound, now we're going to get it out there?
I want to say it was like probably 8-9 months before we really decided that we were good to go. And we started locally. I think our first show was in like Middletown, Ohio, at this bar called The Old Crow. And it was like,
yeah, there's not really too many venues near us because New Bremen's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We do a lot of house, just like house venues and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like, after that show, we did, like, a battle of the bands down at Rockstar Pro Arena in Dayton, and that's kind of where we got our foot in the door a little bit, and people started like hearing about us and asking us to be on shows, or Daniel messages a lot of people and asks them if we can be on shows. So it was kind of a trial and error process too, of like, who can we email and who will let us play at their venue. I'd say it was about a year before we really.
Wow. So you guys kind of just had to really hope and kind of put on a performance that would impress. So how important is it for you guys to connect with these other musicians and get, you know, not only get the opportunity to get a foot in the door based on who they know, but also do you guys pick up tips or suggestions from them, and does that help you guys talk to some of these other musicians?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. A lot of connections have came from other musicians and stuff we've made friends with. And all bands help each other out all the time, and that's one of the good things about the scene, is helping out other bands and stuff like that. And that's always nice. But,
yeah. You know, I guess I never really thought about, you know, bands as far as the community goes. I kind of always saw the music industry as fairly competitive, but you guys make it seem like, you know, you guys are kind of just all doing the same thing. You help each other out, getting in there. That's kind of a much nicer way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah.
So where's your favorite place so far that you guys have performed?
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Putting on the spot.
We like Donato's Basement a lot. There's always really cool bands there to play with. And, most of our favorites have been house shows, though. Just really fun environment. But, yeah, Donato's Basement.
Nice. Now, you guys did your album. You released it. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are working on now. Are you guys kind of putting together a tour, or are you still just kind of going to house shows and kind of just seeing where that leads you? Or
So we are planning, right now we have one tour planned in July, and we want to plan another one at the end. So we want to do one at the beginning and one at the end, and then we have a full length album out at some point. We're writing new material currently, but we're not entirely sure when it's going to come out.
So when you guys, about how much time do you guys spend, you know, writing and kind of feeling things out? I mean, you mentioned that just to get your first, you know, EP out was a lot of work for you guys. I mean, you guys spend a lot of your day just kind of feeling things out and trying to find out what works. So take us through a little bit of that. I mean, I know you mentioned that Dan is sort of the writer and he kind of just comes to you guys and you guys kind of bounce it back and forth. But I mean, you guys spend a lot of time, you know, just kind of brainstorming and just kind of playing and getting a feel for things. And take us through that a little bit.
Well, once the song is like written, we'll play it out and get it to sound like what we want, and then we'll tinker with it and make adjustments and try to add little things until we're satisfied with it. It definitely takes a pretty long time.
Sometimes even as like we sit down to actually record the song, somebody will be like, well, what if we added this in there? And it's like something that we've never tried, so we'll like stop and like go try it out real quick, and then we'll come back and be like, all right, that sounds good. And we'll like add it in last minute. We usually do, Eric will do like a rough take real quick on the recording, and then if it sounds good, we'll actually sit down and like get it all perfect.
So you mentioned you guys did a battle of bands. What was that like? I mean, did you guys get to interact with a lot of other bands at this? I mean, what kind of crowd did you guys get to experience? Was that a fun experience for you guys?
It was pretty interesting. I mean,
Yeah, it was fun. There's like a very large variety of different bands, and all the local bands are like very talented, and it was fun because that was one of our first shows, so it was just fun seeing what other bands were like.
Yeah, that was where we met some of like the first bands that we ever met down in Dayton, who we still know and play with sometimes. So that was pretty cool to like get to actually meet the first like locals that we had ever come in contact with.
And it was also cool because all the bands there were very supportive of each other too.
But you guys were supposed to be battling.
I know. I know.
What the heck?
We're not too good at that.
Yeah.
So. But the experience was a good one then. You made some connections. But take us through, you know, what's that like for people that have never been to a Battle of the Bands? Take us through that experience. How's that set up for people? Is that just kind of like a regular concert, or how do you guys go about doing that?
It was pretty much just like a regular, like, you know, the set times were standard, like 25 minutes, and everybody just got up there and did their best.
Yeah, and then there was, like, random judges. You didn't know who they were, but
yeah,
they were walking around taking notes, and they give you, like, a score at the end. Other than that, I mean, it was pretty much just a regular show.
They kind of scored you based on, like, how you interacted with the crowd, too, instead of just, like, your... They scored you based on stage presence and your musical presence.
So how did you guys do?
We did pretty good. We got second place. Our worst goal is probably definitely our, like, stage presence, because we're not too good at talking to people on stage. But, I mean, yeah, it was fun. It was a learning experience, too.
So you guys got to do that, and that's cool. You guys got second. So are you guys going to try and enter another one of those? I mean, was that a helpful experience for you guys as far as, you know, okay, these are the things that are expected. These are the kind of things that are going to take us to the next level. Or did you kind of just take the criticism and say, yeah, well, we're just going to keep doing our own thing? I mean,
I think we're just doing our own thing, doing it how it is. That's who we are. So
yeah.
No reason to try to be somebody else.
We always just, I guess it's more of like a lot of people call it the DIY scene. So a lot of the bands that we meet and a lot of like bands these days are all about just like doing it yourself.
But yeah, the criticism and stuff is definitely like
definitely
appreciated.
Helpful and like constructive.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, that's always good, you know, that when you get constructive criticism, at least you didn't get, you know, shredded on stage in front of a bunch of people. That would have been terrible. But you guys have already got, you know, you guys are already trending in the right direction. I mean, you've got your initial album, which came out in December, and is available on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Spotify, giving you guys the free plug there. That's all for you guys. But you guys have that going for you. And you've got your own website, your own Facebook page. You guys are really getting after this. So how much do these other things, you know, as far as advertising and getting your name out there and, you know, promoting yourself, does that take away at all from your busy schedule of making music? I mean, or do you have people that help you with that?
Let's see. We kind of just do it pretty organically. Like, if we have shows and stuff, we'll let people know they're coming up and we'll promote it on the internet as much as we can. And same as we have new music coming out. It's not too time consuming though, but yeah, we try to promote as best as we can. And hopefully, like, telling other people about it, they'll also spread the word, and it'll just go organically, kind of.
we all kind of like take part in like helping promote too. We try to like share as much as we can on like social media and stuff so that everybody can see it and like boost the posts. And yeah, a lot of it, it doesn't take too much out of like the creative process of things.
Get to some more fun questions. You know, we talked about some of you guys' influence and the likes. Right now, if you could point to groups or artists that you would like to collaborate with, who would you guys like to work with?
Cool. There's some pretty big names out there that I would love to work with.
Let's see. I'd probably say The Obsessives and Minor Love.
Yeah, I definitely want to do more with Minor Love. A big one for me would be, I mean, like, one of my dreams is to probably work with Joyce Manor because they're a huge influence of mine in my playing style.
Nice. So you guys have done these house shows and like, are you guys trying to get in any of the music festivals that go on throughout the year? Have you guys received any invitations? Have you tried to get involved with any of those?
We've looked into it. We haven't really sent out any emails to it yet. Yeah, we haven't really tried too much on that, just mostly individual shows and bouncing around. But we would definitely like to. I think that'd be a good experience.
Yeah, I think about the fact that, you know, Rock on the Range is coming up soon. Then you have all these other musical festivals that have taken place already. There's more coming throughout the year. I just had to ask if you guys had looked into any of those at all and tried to get your foot in the door there.
Yeah, it's definitely in the future we would like to. Yeah, we just haven't really reached out to that point yet, but hopefully soon. There's tons of festivals going on all the time, so.
Oh, yeah, they're nonstop phenomenon.
Yeah.
So you guys mentioned that you kind of do, you know, for the most part right now, you guys have been doing kind of like singular shows. So do you guys prefer to stay kind of in your locale? I mean, I know you said there's not really a lot of options right where you are, but I mean, are there any cities that you visited? I know you mentioned Dayton already, that you enjoyed, you know, not only performing there, but kind of just being there and you got a good response, any of that so far?
Columbus is probably the best one here in Ohio.
Yeah, Columbus is probably my favorite.
Probably there is a lot to do there.
Yeah, and the music scene there is really good. It's pretty active.
So you guys haven't traveled around outside of the state much yet, or have you?
We've gone to Nashville.
We went to a couple places in Missouri and Illinois as well, but that's it.
Yeah.
Just like a few shows.
I was going to get yourselves down to Austin. Get down there.
Yeah, we would really like to go.
That's a heck of a music scene there, too. Lots of places around to go to. So, you know, we've talked about your influences, kind of what you guys are working on. What can people expect from your music? People are not familiar with their music. What would you guys say they could connect with as far as listening to your music?
I guess it really depends on the person. Let's see. What do you think?
I guess, like, a lot of the lyrics are, like, kind of like emotional based. So like if you've had it sounds weird to say, but like I guess if you like are upset about something, a lot of people say like if they've gone through like emotional trauma or like anything like that, and they listen to our music to make them feel better. But like a lot of it can also be like it's kind of fast paced and like punchy, so it makes you like get up and like want to move.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the person though. I mean,
yeah, it's always
either you like it or you don't.
Well, I guess that's a fair assessment. So do you guys, is there any, like, if you had dream bands to like headline with, I know we mentioned, you know, you mentioned Joyce Maynor, you guys would love to work with Minor Love some more, but I mean, let's talk about some bands that are already, you know, some of the other big established bands that are out there. You look around, you see some of these guys, the guys that are just, you know, continuously doing it right. They're selling out the big stadiums, and I'm assuming at some point you guys would like to be in that position. So who do you look at right now as being sort of the performers that you guys would like to model yourself after, as far as, you know, they can get out of their crowd and what they do well?
For me, definitely Tiny Moving Parts. I've seen them several times, and they just have so much energy in their live performance, and the crowd really gets into it, and it's always super exciting. And it seems like everyone gets out of their comfort zone and just enjoys themselves. And I love their show every time, and I would like something like that.
For me, it'd probably be if I had, like, three bands to, like, definitely, if I had to open for, like, three big bands, I'd say probably Manchester Orchestra, Tiger's Jaw, and obviously Joyce Maynor, because those are three, like, they're not, like, super mega huge, but they're pretty big, and they pull pretty large crowds every time they play. And I really like the way Manchester Orchestra does things, too.
Nice. Nice. So what was your most recent show that you guys did? And tell me a little bit about how that was.
Let's see. I mean, it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We played at Scully's in Columbus like 2 days ago. It was, I think it was called Sounds Like Summer.
Yeah. It was like a summer kickoff show. There was I think there only ended up being 6 bands there. There's supposed to be like 8, but 2 of them dropped off. It was all right. It was a cool show. I mean, we played there with, there's a local from St. Mary's that we played there with, and then 2 other bands that have played at our house before. So it was cool to see everybody and just kind of hang out, catch up.
I've had some other musicians on the show before, and one of the biggest challenges they seem to face is the hectic nature of their travel schedule. Have you guys... you guys experienced any pressure from your travel schedule yet, or do you guys take pleasure in the traveling that you do, or that like for you guys?
It's like getting away for a minute. I really like it, and I enjoy driving too. So honestly, that's one of the good parts about it, about playing shows, is just driving to the show. And just being able to hang out in the van and stuff like that.
It wasn't, like, super hectic on our last, like, little mini tour either. We were pretty good about, like, getting up on time and making it to the shows. It's always good to be cordial. But, yeah, nice. it was, like, really fun to be out on the road.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys got a positive attitude about that. I've had some artists on the show before that were like, this is the worst thing about what I do. It's the travel.
Oh, really?
When you get to the destination, it's fine, but the whole process of getting there, it's just, you're in a vehicle for a long time. I'm like, yeah, well, that part comes with the territory. I mean,
yeah,
you got to get into that, I suppose.
I like it.
So,
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
It was definitely, like, it was something that I wasn't, like, ready for when we first left. And, like, seeing it and, like, getting used to it, I was like, all right, so now I know what to expect next time. And it's, like, it was, like, enjoyable the whole time. Now I know, like, what to expect and, like, how much, you know, time I'm going to have to spend, or like money I'm going to have to spend.
Yeah. The only thing that really sucks about traveling is worrying about where you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Which, like, if it's in the van, it's in the van. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So what's it like for you guys after the show? I know you guys, you mentioned before that, you know, the meeting people aspect of it is something you're still working on. Is it surreal for you to have people come up to you after your show and say, man, that was awesome, I really enjoyed it, you know? I mean, I assume you guys have been to some shows and you've had people that are just in your face as soon as you get out. What is that like for you guys? Is that weird? Do you guys enjoy that experience?
I mean, like, it's always really good to hear. It definitely feels a little bit weird, though.
It's nice to, like, have people that we don't know come up to us and compliment us. I think a lot of times at, like, house shows, all our friends will get together here and, like, sing the lyrics to the songs. And sometimes there will be people that we don't know singing along to. And that's probably the most surreal part, is, like, we've never met these people before and they know our music and they're, like, singing along to it. It's kind of, like, crazy to see that.
I mean, once people come to see you after the show, I mean, you're famous now. They've seen you on a stage. Do you guys get nervous meeting your growing fan base? Does that, you know, affect you at all? Or do you ever get to the point where you're kind of like, I can't believe this. These people actually like me.
Yeah, it's weird. I really don't know how to react to it most of the time. I just kind of, I don't know.
I always just, I like meeting and talking to new people, so I always just, like, talk to them as if I was never even up there, as if I was just, like, there at the show to watch.
There we go. That's the future rock star in you right there, man. come off the stage all chill. This guy's got it. Take notes, guys. That's how you do it. Come off the stage like you weren't ever up there.
I said aside from, like, the sweating and the
yeah. And us being super
out of shape. Super out of shape and worn out from just playing a set. But other than that, you know.
Just come off the stage, hey, I'm sweaty, how's it going?
I smell really bad right now. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's not easy under the bright lights, guys. It's not easy. So, guys, typically, how long are your sets that you guys have to do? I know you mentioned, you know, for the one show that you did, it was about 25 minutes per, you know, per band. I mean, is that typically how long you guys play, or do they let you guys play longer than that generally? What's a show night for you guys like?
Pretty much just 25 minutes usually.
Yeah,
right around there.
It's always about 25-30 minutes, which is preferable.
Yeah, that's pretty much the amount of material we have, like, down completely. Other than that, it would just get sloppy.
So, I know you're doing your own music right now, but have you guys ever tried any covers or anything like that? Have they ever had you guys play covers in places? Is that something you guys do?
We do every once in a while. We've covered Joyce Manor. We've covered
Sorority Noise.
Brand New and
Modern Baseball.
And one.
When we first started.
Yeah, we haven't really done any covers in a long time.
Yeah,
we used to do them.
Knock them all out.
Nice. So, you guys spent a lot of your time doing your music and honing your skills. What do you think you guys' biggest strength is right now?
That's a good question. I don't know if I really have an answer for that. Huh? What's our biggest strength?
Oh, I guess it's just that we I think that our biggest strength would probably be our chemistry. I mean, me, Daniel, and Eric spend a lot of time together, and we know each other pretty well. So I'd say it's probably just that we all spend, you know, most of our days together. And
yeah, I guess it's probably that we're all just, like, best friends. Probably it.
If you're going, that's a good thing. You guys are gelling where you want to be. Right now, what do you think is the biggest thing that you guys need to work on? I know you mentioned your stage presence and kind of interaction with the crowd, but is that, in your minds, your biggest weakness, or do you guys see yourselves as having any weaknesses right now?
Probably talking to the crowd and stuff gets kind of hard. I usually draw a blank, but then we just try to fill the gaps with mostly music, so that way it's not too much of an issue. But yeah, that's my biggest weakness, definitely.
Nice. Moving forward, what do you guys, as far as your next album, the thing that you're currently working on, what is your ultimate goal? You know, do you have a theme pinned down? Is there something that you guys want to work out in your new album that you're working on?
We're trying to get a little more complex of a structure, just more unique things. So this is probably going to take quite a bit of time to get done. Yeah, really just trying to get more of a unique sound and, yeah.
I would agree with that.
You guys are really putting in a lot of work here. You've got a good foundation. What do you guys think it takes to keep your momentum as a band? What do you guys think you have to do to continue, you know, moving forward and progressing and getting to your ultimate goals?
Probably just keep playing shows, keep writing music, and just keep trying to reach out to new people.
I think the more we tour, the more touring, playing shows, just keep trucking along and, like, doing what we've been doing. I think with perseverance and motivation, I think we'll get what we want.
So do you guys... You guys do your music full time. Well, what do you guys do when you're not working on your music?
Well, Seth and I deliver pizza for Marco's. Eric works at a grocery store, and Parker goes to college. But,
nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. Just make pizzas.
Yeah, just pizza life.
Pizza life.
So, now that you guys have gotten sound and where you guys are now, I mean, obviously you guys have got a lot of chemistry. You've performed together a number of times. Do you guys see yourselves changing, or do you see yourselves kind of sticking with what you got and then just kind of evolving rather than changing so much? I mean, I know they kind of sound like the same thing, but there is a little bit of a difference. When it comes to change in music, I mean, some people, they go away from what they started as. You know, you get bands that start out in a certain genre, in a certain style, and then they just change their style, and they kind of just keep changing their style, and they kind of blueprint for success that way. Other groups, they find their formula, and then they try and perfect that. So what do you guys see yourselves as far as that? Do you guys see yourselves as perfectionists, or do you see you guys see yourself more as innovators down the line?
Definitely evolving and not changing. So kind of keeping what we have, just like trying to hone it.
To make it better, like, all the time. Yeah, definitely more of an evolutionary process.
Sticking with the same style, just trying to get better at it.
Nice. I mean, you know, I think for a lot of groups, that is kind of the struggle at the outset, right? You know, you find a sound that you like, you find that style that you like, and then, you know, you try your best to try and perfect that, but a lot of times people get pulled away from that. So you guys are pretty set on your style, and I think that's pretty cool. Do you think that you guys are in a position where you'll be able to get to that point where you feel like you've perfected it?
I think no matter what, we're just going to keep trying to get better. I mean, like, we can be satisfied with something but still think that it could be better. And so we'll probably just always be trying to get better. No matter what.
Not to drudge up any bad memories, but is there any place you guys have performed that was not a good experience? So you guys were just like, wow, that did not go the way we wanted it to.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Our first show comes to mind, like, yeah, the one in Middletown. We didn't know what to expect, and we were just really, like, cutting our teeth and, like, learning the ropes of playing live shows. And one of the covers that we did, nobody responded to it at all.
Yeah, just like dead silence.
It was just like dead silence. There was no like claps, no like reaction whatsoever. We quit doing that cover.
that would be rough. I mean, what did you guys do after that? I mean, was that the only song that you guys played, or?
No, we just kept playing, and
yeah,
it was just
like,
it was like super nerve wracking though.
We got like some reaction for like our original stuff, but that was the one thing that everybody was just like silent, so we just like kept trucking along on stage. And
plus I think the nerves got to us too, like we were all just messing up a bunch, just like our head was in the wrong spot because we never really played in front of anybody before.
I mean, didn't you guys listen to Steve? You gotta fake it till you make it.
Yeah, it gets pretty hard to do that sometimes.
So, well, I mean, that does sound like it would have been a pretty rough experience. Have you guys been back to that place since then?
No, we
no,
have
we
not.
Not yet. No.
Are you guys,
I don't know if we ever will.
Well, you guys got, oh, you don't want to go back to the Redemption, guys? You got to go back for that.
Oh, that
depends if they'd even have us back.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't know. And then we've had other problems too with like games going out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we've definitely had bad shows and definitely had some really fun, good shows.
So you guys, you know, you're just kicking this off. You guys seem to have a pretty good, you know, passion for it, an enthusiasm for it, and that's great. You guys, so far, you haven't hit your wall yet, right? You haven't hit the point where you're kind of just like, man, I'm tired, don't want to go out there. Any shows where you just kind of did one show, turn around, and did another one yet? Has that happened yet?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had
that like?
There was a string last summer where we were playing like 2 days every weekend. It was fun, honestly. Like, I would like to do it again. And then tour, obviously, every day you're playing a different show in somewhere else. So it's fun. Like, I personally haven't hit the wall yet. I like going up to new places and seeing new people and all that stuff.
So you guys have done a little bit of traveling. Where is... As far as traveling goes, I know you mentioned Columbus. You really enjoyed it there. You didn't really so much enjoy some of the smaller places. But is there any places that you guys would really like to go? Like, you know, as far as cities, I know we mentioned Austin. They've got a great music scene. But is there any places on you guys' radar that right now you would just, like, love to go play there?
Well, I mean...
I would personally prefer to go all the way to the West Coast and play in California.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really have, like, any preference because I don't know any venues out there, but just, like, somewhere in Los Angeles or, like, Sacramento or like anywhere in California.
Yeah, I agree with that because it would also be cool to just drive across the country. And
yeah,
see a bunch
I've
of
never
stuff,
been there.
Have a bunch of stops on the way. Texas would be
definitely
amazing.
Be cool. New York
I've
City.
I've been out west. It's nice out there.
What's that?
I said I have been out west myself a little ways. Not as far as California, but as far as Nevada. It's pretty nice out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Traveling country.
I've never been out that way, but I would definitely like to.
So you guys kind of stayed in this area, but and you'd like to go out west. What about Europe? Have you guys thought about that? Is that something you guys would be interested in as well?
Yeah, that would definitely be a way in the future, though. We'd want to.
I know Germany, of course, has a massive music scene, especially in their nightclubs. They have a massive scene for music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot spot for tours.
Yeah, I think it would be tons of fun. It's just a matter of getting to the point where we can do that.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Definitely the big goal. Like, one of my future goals is to definitely go international. That would be awesome.
Well, yeah. Of course it would be. Come on, man. I like this guy. He's thinking big. And that's the way you got to think. you guys have got your sound. You've kind of got your influences down. You'd like playing with some of these guys. Have you guys reached out to any other groups? You know, obviously the guys that you've talked to, you've met along the way. You guys have people to reach out to and talk to and say, hey, we're trying something. You know, you guys kind of keep it in-house. Have you guys ever seek advice elsewhere for you know, your next show or your next idea? I mean, how do you guys go about that?
They're like, as far as like next show goes, our ideas are pretty much in-house, but as far as shows goes, like, the bands that we meet that are from, like, different states or, like, touring bands, if they like us, they'll be like, oh, well, you guys should come through sometime, or we, like, invite them here, and then it's kind of just, like we said earlier, like, helping people out, like, if we need a place, we might hit them up and be like, hey, do you guys know of anything, or, like,
yeah, it's pretty much just bands helping each other out, too. Like we talked about earlier.
Like any venues in your area that would be open to having us play there?
And most of the time, bands are always super helpful if you just shoot a message or something.
So if you guys, I know we mentioned your website, your Facebook page. Do you guys already have, you know, merch for yourselves? Have you guys thought about that, looked into that? I mean, what do you guys do at shows when people come up to you and they're like, hey, it's you guys, I'd love to, you know, how do people support you best when you do these shows?
We have a couple t-shirts made up and we sell CDs and then we have stickers that we give out. Yeah, we're looking into getting new t-shirts right now, getting new designs. One of our friends draws it up, and then we just get them printed and try to sell them.
That's cool. Well, guys, we've gotten quite a bit going here. Is there anything that you guys would personally like to promote? You guys got some shows coming up. Where can people catch you guys and tell them a little bit more about your album and where they can get that as well?
Well, it's on like everything pretty much,
Spotify,
iTunes,
YouTube, iTunes,
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, I think you probably find it on Facebook through links.
Yeah, and if you're looking for like shows coming up and stuff, we post all of them on our Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, we got the 21st of June. We'll be down at Sonata's basement. And then, yeah. if we're coming to a city near you.
It'll be on
Facebook.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. It's on social media somewhere. We'll post all of our shows.
All right, guys. Got a couple more questions for you. I know you guys are busy trying to make it in the big world of music, so we'll save two. We got two questions for you. They're going to be easy questions. First question.
That's what
I'm yeah, right? Best thing ever. First question for you guys. What can we expect from you guys in the future?
Tours and a full-length album.
Yeah, nice. I think.
What?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though, just trying to write new music, get it out, and play more shows, and we're just trying to have some fun with it and see what happens.
All right, guys, last question for you, because I know you guys are going to be pretty big one day. I just got a feeling about you. You guys are putting in a lot of work. So the last question, the easiest question you guys get to answer all day. Would you guys like to come back on this show, talk a little bit more about your music and a little bit more?
I think that'd be a lot of fun, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule. I know how busy it can be any longer, but stay in touch with me. We'll bring you guys back on. And if any of your fellow hardworking bands out there would like to come on with you, throw my way, and I'll be happy all on.
Definitely will do. Thank you for having us as well.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, guys. Guys, you take it easy. We'll see you next time.
Yep. You...
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye.
See you
later, guys. Guys, that was Mountain House Band out of New Bremen, Ohio. Guys, they're out there touring. You guys could check out their page on Facebook for exclusive details on their upcoming tour. Check out their album, The Wonderful Life of Ched Bob, which I just played a sample of at the beginning of the show. And how about to close out the show, guys? We make some friends, shall we? Guys, that's Friends from their album, The Wonderful Life of Ched Bob. Check them out on iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and Google Play. This has been another presentation of the Bareback Facts. I'll see you all next time.